Still up for debate is exactly what and how many crimes the suspects could be charged with. For more on this, I talked with Logan County Prosecuting Attorney Brian Abraham.
Currently, the criminal complaints against the various defendants differ slightly, but the main thrust of the case is abduction or kidnapping, sexual assault, that being aggravated sexual assault, as well as aggravated assault or malicious wounding, as it's often referred to in West Virginia. The kidnapping or abduction charge carries with it a potential of up to life in the West Virginia penitentiary. The sexual assault charges carry anywhere from 15 to 35 years. So we're considering those the focus of the case right now, and of course most of the individuals are charged with those charges, as well as a myriad of other charges. At this time, the investigation has obviously uncovered or revealed that race may have been a contributing factor, and that's something that we're kind of playing a wait and see until we have all the evidence and all the information before we make a determination whether or not on a state level to pursue a hate crime charge.
Does it make a difference that the suspects have extensive prior criminal records?
Well, the criminal records are something we're obviously going to consider. However, at this point, I would add at least most of the defendants have very minor criminal records or petty crime criminal records. The only defendant in the case that has a significant criminal conviction is, I believe, Frankie Brewster, that was convicted of a voluntary manslaughter back in the mid-90s and spent some time in West Virginia Penitentiary as a result of that.
Now, when you take a look at this investigation, does it help or hurt that it's getting so much national attention?
Well, from my perspective, I would obviously rather not receive so much attention for just the pure fact of pretrial publicity effects, potentially down the road, a change of venue motion. But I can understand the public's wanting to understand what's going on, wanting to have the information. But obviously it also impedes our time to deal with all the media requests. In other words, we could be otherwise preparing the case or dealing with some of the issues. But I do understand the public's want to know what's going on.
What lies ahead for your office specifically in terms of what tasks you are looking to do in the near future on this case?
We're going to be meeting with the investigating officers. They've been out following up on some issues that we spotted and wanted addressed. Once we have that information back, we'll be sitting down with the officers to determine whether or not any of the criminal complaints should be amended, supplemented, or refiled with additional charges against these suspects, and whether or not any other potential suspects may be charged is something I'll be discussing with the officers.
Mr. Abraham, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Logan County Prosecuting Attorney Brian Abraham.